The future of food production could already be here, plant-based meat. Many argue is where we're headed, and Sunfed Meats might be a good example there. Chicken-free chicken is made out of pea protein and is selling out, apparently, and now they're on a capital-raising program to increase production. Chief Executive and Founder of Sunfed Meats, Sharma Lee, is with us. Good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
What sort of growth have you had? You launched in July. What sort of growth are we talking about in your company?
Yeah, no, the launch has been pretty phenomenal. It took even us by surprise. So we pretty much selling out every week since our launch, and we've doubled production and still selling out. So we pretty much want to scale pretty hard and fast now because the demand is clearly there.
Is the key to this the taste?
Yes, absolutely. So with meat, it's all about the texture and the taste as well. The texture is what will tell your brain if it's meat or if it's mush. And so we've spent 3 years developing that IP where we create really good texture out of plant protein.
Because I've never tasted anything meat-like that isn't actually meat that I haven't gone, you know what, as much as I want to eat this, this is disgusting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'd like to invite you to come in and taste it. As you probably know, your colleagues, Nigel Latta, Caroline Robinson, Jack Tame, and Tony Street have all tasted it and they loved it. And we'd really like for you to come in and try it out.
And so that is the key to the future. Can you do it potentially with other non-based meats? In other words, can you make a steak, make a sausage, make some beef or no?
Yes, absolutely. So we are working on our Sunfed beef and Sunfed bacon for launch next year. As long as you get the texture right. So basically what we did is we redefined meat by structure and composition. So if you look at a lean cut of meat by composition, it's about 75% water, 20% protein, 5% fats and carbs. And structurally, the proteins are aligned in a certain formation that give it that bite, the texture that we like. And so if you redefine meat by that, you expand your possibilities to now go directly to the plants, which is what animals eat as well, take the proteins from that and realign those plant proteins in that same structural formation. So when you bite into it, you get that same texture.
Do you do this because it's better for you, or do you do it because it's just it's less aggressive on the earth to have plant-based meat as opposed to animal-based meat?
Both. It is still better for you because you've got the power of plants, right? So it's cutting out cholesterol, you're cutting out trans fats, none of that antibiotics, hormones, no salmonella, and you get the added benefit of fibers. But yes, and the environmental benefit is also there. I actually don't see any downsides to this. So if you look at it as fundamentally an energy problem, food is just another form of energy that we consume on this planet.
Yeah.
And just as there are sustainable and non-sustainable forms of other energy, such as coal and solar, so is the case with food, and meat has become the most unsustainable forms of food on this planet. Like coal, it is dirty and inefficient.
Sure, the downside is if I've got 500 cows and I go and send them off to the works now, I'm out of business, aren't I?
Well, that's what we want to offer to New Zealand farmers. We have shown the demand, and we are now scaling hundredfold to meet the demand, which is massive. And we want to go backwards and build the infrastructure and supply chain so that just like we gave consumers a real choice, we want to give farmers a real choice. So they have a choice what to do with their land. And if they want to grow peas, great.
Sure. See, I've been reading this guy called Gluckman, who's the science advisor for the government, the old agriculture minister from the National Party. They both argue at the moment that what you're doing is the way of the future. So you would say they're spot on. You're right. This is where we're heading.
And not just them. A lot of smart minds are putting a lot of money behind this. So Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Twitter founders, Google founders, a lot of people who predict the future and make money out of predicting the future are backing companies that are doing this. So the rest of the world is doing this, whether we like it or not. The question is no longer should we do it or not. The question is, do we get in the game or do we get left behind? And I don't want us to just get in the game. I want us to lead the way.
Good on you, Sharma. Nice to meet you and nice to talk with you. Good luck with it all. Sharma Lee, Chief Executive Founder of Sunfed Meats.